You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of heading down to New Plymouth with your usual hosts of Francis and Liam for WOMAD 2023. We had the opportunity to chat with many interesting artists from around the world and right here in our own backyard. Francis ran into the one and only Dick Frizzell, where they had a chat about his book, The Sun is a Star, and blending art and science, as well as much, much more. Here she is now.
Last time when we chatted, you mentioned that you'd been on B back in the day. Do you remember what you were doing on the station back then?
Oh, it was just interviews and things about art and music, and because we're all, you know, my son was a bit of a pop star back in that, MC OJ and Rhythm Slave, and they were all always on BFM with these mad shows and everything else, the Mo show that toured. So there was, all those young, and they've all gone on to other radios and sort of mature sort of radio people now, but BFM was like, the thing, it's where it was all happening.
We like to believe it's still the thing, but we'll see.
I think
this is better
probably.
Fantastic. You've been talking at WOMAD this weekend about your book, The Sun is a Star, A Voyage Through the Universe. For any listeners that aren't aware of your publication, can you tell them a little bit about what the book is, what it's about, the story it's telling?
Well, the story starts, I've been interested in science since the 50s, when the Big Bang Theory was first mooted, and it appealed to me big time because it was such a nuts and bolts idea, the universe actually beginning. I was in the studio painting away one day, and my little granddaughter, Coco Frizzell, that's Josh's wee girl, and they were living just down the bottom of our place, and she came running into the studio with her little skinny legs and her backpack bouncing up and down, and I remember running down a little knotney, sort of running, coming down, she was going, Dickie, because she knew I liked the fact that I was always reading to her about the sun and the moon and everything else. And she said to me, Dickie, did you know that the sun is a star? And I went, whoa, they're teaching that at school? I thought, that's awesome, And she was so gaga about it, And I thought, of course, a lot of people don't even know that the sun is a star. They think it's the sun, soul, whatever, If you ask people, what's the closest sun to the Earth? They'd always dream up some obscure star in the galaxy, right? Not the solar system, you've got to get it careful. And, and of course, the closest star is the sun, right there. So when are we not fried? But there it is. And I just thought, wow, because of the pragmatic way she said it to me, and I thought, wonder if I could write a book that treats all these mysteries as pragmatically as that, the distance of from the Earth to the Sun. So it was going to be about the Sun, the book. And then I ran out of sort of Sun facts, and I still thought a hell of a lot of, I was only about a third of the way into a good book. So I thought, well, I'll start writing about I'll do the solar system, then I'll do the galaxy, and then I'll do the universe, and then, right?
Yeah. And obviously you are a painter and an illustrator yourself, true, but you called on the arts community and your arts mates around the country.
I did.
What do some of those illustrations look like, and who did you call on?
Well, I called everyone I know, and of course I had to make sure I did call it. I couldn't leave anyone out. But I was going to illustrate it myself originally, but it just got too big. And so I thought, well, I'll get Otis to do one. And then I'll get, let's see if I can get Dennis Watt. And then I thought, why don't I get everyone to do one? I'll get John Reynolds, Judy Darrow, anyone. I'll get the whole damn lot of them. And I thought, well, I know them all, to say good day to. All the ones I like. And I'll show them. I won't use the ones I don't like. No. Anyway, so I just started emailing them and telling them what I was doing. And some people said, yeah, like John Poulet, he got the email and got a blank bit of paper and a felt pen and drew one there and then and scanned it and sent it to me. I mean, it came on, it was like an hour later.
And that's in the book?
That's in the book. Yeah, yeah, totally in the book. And they, of course, I didn't. See, a lot of people, a lot of them sort of instantly overthought it and thought, oh, I'm going to have to do art painting or something. And I kept on saying, no, just do anything round, you know, like just a pot lid or any bloody thing. It's just like, and then we'll call it an exotic name, you know. And I mean, John Reynolds was funny. He totally overthought it and wouldn't respond. And then I had to nag and tease. And then I said, I'll do it. And I started doing fake paintings that looked like they'd done it, just to shame them into it. And
if you don't put it in, I'm going to put it in and say that you did it. Yeah.
You know, and I said to John, look, honestly, just anything. And I know he'd been doing these little canvases where he did a spray can dot in the middle. Psh, and there's a, like that, the sun, pretty much. And I said, what about one of them? And he obviously thought, oh, all right then. But and then he had this brilliant idea, and he dropped the little canvas on the floor of his studio, which was painted black, funnily enough. And it was covered with flecks of white paint everywhere from his work, splatters and little bits of masking tape. And he put that canvas in the middle and he sent it to me. And honestly, it looks like something from the Hubble telescope, like deep space, that famous photo of all the galaxies and stuff. And in fact, the young guy that interviewed me on stage about the book on Friday night, he put John Reynolds' painting on the screen behind us next to the Hubble telescope, the famous Hubble telescope photograph. It was like, there it is, bang.
Wow.
It was great. And John's painting, and at the top right-hand corner, you can see a little bit of blue masking tape and stuff, just to bring it down to earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's, and of course, that was like, yes, John, finally, you know. And Judy Darrow, I said, just send me anything that's blobby, you know, and we'll give it a galactic name, you know.
Do you have a favourite illustration, or is that going to put you in the bad books with some people?
No. I am, the John Reynolds one was rather fun because it worked to be, with me nagging him to not to overthink it, it was just magic what he finally came up with. But they all... Dennis Watkins, there's a lovely lady up in Waipu Cove, who's sort of like a folk artist, Susan Edge, and I love her little paintings of the shops and the beaches and everything else. I knew that she was making these collages, and so I asked her, could she make me a sun? And so she sent me two, and she'd made them incredibly complicated collages, like mandalas. You know, with these red hot colours all cut out of magazines against this blue back. And they showed one on stage last night. It was just magic, you know, from her. Because she's so excited too, you know, it's great. Yeah.
You say this book was born out of this moment with your granddaughter. And I guess, would you describe it as a children's book?
Well, not really. It's kind of started as a children's book because of Coco and everything else, and even the tone of the book, I started out saying, well, did you know that if you flew to the sun on Air New Zealand, it would take 8 years or something? I just made that up, I can't remember. But, and then as it got more, it started kind of digging into more sort of kind of serious things like artificial intelligence and quantum theory or whatever, and I moved on from that sort of did you know thing, and so I went back and rewrote the beginning of it to tighten it up a bit. But the stuff I've done for these publishers drives them nuts because I just don't think in terms of a demographic. Like if I like it, I write it, and then people will find it fun or they won't, you know what I mean? So a lot of people were confused by the cover, with that Celestino Piatti cover. And that's why they added that little bit about a voyage through the universe. And it, mind you, we launched it in the middle of the bloody pandemic, and the whole book disappeared into this giant black hole called pandemic. And then they wonder why the sales were soft. You couldn't even get to a bloody bookshop.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It was horrible. My beautiful book.
Is it important to you to work cross-disciplinary between arts and science?
No, I just think that science is driven by, more than anything else, by curiosity, isn't it? Even Einstein wondered, what if,